Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hangs, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Mommy, can I have a kitten? Please, please, please. Daddy, I promise I really do that I'll take care of that dog. I'll feed him and water him and take him for a walk every day. Children and animals seem like a perfect match. Many of us adults remember the special bonds we had with pets when we were children. And it's hard to resist the pleas of our kids when it comes to the adorable kittens and puppies and the other little critters. But we also realize it's a major commitment to take a pet into our home. So the big question, is a pet worth the effort? Well, let's look at some of the benefits of children growing up with pets. It gives children a chance to take care of another living thing. It provides an opportunity for children to learn responsibility, compassion, and empathy. It can give a sense of security for children, eases their anxiety when parents aren't around. It can offer a loving presence and affection, which isn't critical or demanding of them. They can be a source of fun, of play, and exercise. It also allows for social interaction with other children and adults. And it can stimulate imagination and curiosity. The area of human-animal interaction is certainly not new, but the research supporting our assumptions is somewhat limited. But we'll share a brief synopsis from a couple of intriguing studies. Dr. Sue Doscher is a researcher at Oregon State University. She studied preschool children who were taught how to care for a puppy. Dr. Doscher found that children were more cooperative and better at sharing because they learned how to think about the puppy's needs. The children were able to transfer that learning to thinking about other children's needs. This research tackles the issues as to whether the benefits children derive from pets transfers to their interactions with people. Some of the more recent research explores the relationships between health and pets. Dr. Aija Bergroth and team from Finland followed 397 children from pregnancy through their first year. They looked at the frequency of respiratory symptoms and infection with dog and ear contacts. Their findings support the theory that during the first year of life, animal contacts are important, possibly leading to better resistance to infections, respiratory illnesses, and other such things during childhood. Dr. Dennis Ohnby published a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association titled Pets Halt Allergies in Infants. The study showed that children who grow up in households with two or more pets actually have a lower incidence of allergies than children who are raised in homes with only one or no pets. Other researchers are exploring the importance of pets for children with behavioral problems, autism, learning difficulties, and stress from trauma. Rebecca Johnson is the director of the Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction at the University of Missouri. She's doing a random clinical trial of children undergoing forensic interviews for child abuse. Some of the children are given a service dog during their interviews, and psychological indicators of stress are measured. So what does all this tell us? Well, join us this month as we blog about children and pets. We'll share ideas about what's the right age for children to have pets, how do we make choices about pets, and what pets can teach our children. And I'm pretty sure we won't be able to resist sharing some of our own personal pet stories. Bring your pet and come and join us. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.